insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Dear listeners, we have reached the 55th verse of chapter Nur.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْئًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ.
Allah has promised those who have believed among you and done righteous deeds that He will surely grant them succession to authority upon the earth, just as He granted it to those before them, and that He will surely establish for them therein their religion, which He has preferred for them, and that He will surely establish for them, after their fear, security, for they worship Me, not associating anything with Me. But whoever disbelieves after that, then those are the defiantly disobedient.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were talking about this 55th verse of chapter Nur, where Almighty Allah gives promise to these people who have do righteous deeds as well as righteous beliefs, that they will have the earth and they will have authority over the earth, وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ, and also the religion of the Almighty Allah will be firm and widespread in the earth, وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا, and Allah will give them security in exchange. The point is that in all stories of the Holy Quran, it seems that the final aim is sincere worship. Because at the end of the verse it is said, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. And prior to that, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْعًا. That they will do worship Me alone and not associate aught with Me. This is what the verse suggests. So the Quranic sentence, يَعْبُدُونَنِي لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِي شَيْعًا, they will do worship Me and not associate aught with Me. From the point of literature, whether its tense is present or it is ultimate, its concept is that the final aim is establishing the government of truth, embedding the religion of truth, and spreading security and peace, which is the very fortifying the foundations of worshiping and monotheism. So, in another verse of the Holy Quran, It is mentioned as the aim of creation. So it says, "And I have not created the jinn and humankind except that they should worship me." وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ So this is the point. A kind of worship which is the high education center of men that edifies their spirit and soul. This is the aim of creation. This is the sincere worship that is the final aim. The worship that Allah does not need, but servants need it desperately for paving the path of perfection and development.
على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, brothers and sisters, Islamic insight, contrary to worldly approaches whose final aim is the extreme welfare of worldly life, does not follow such a thing as an aim. Even the worldly life is valuable when it is used as a means for achieving that spiritual aim, that endless life that we all expect. So we must pay attention to this matter, that worshipping that lacks polytheism and negates both non-divine laws and authority of low desires is possible. But it is possible only by establishing a government of justice. That is why in a plethora of the verses of the Holy Quran, we see that this government is referred to. It is not just one person or the people alone that can govern the earth, that can have control and dominion over the earth in a just and right and fair way. But it is also the question of government. It is possible that you invite some persons to truth by teaching and propagation, but for generalizing this matter in the society, you need more than that. You must establish the government of the righteous ones, those who are faithful. That was why the great prophets attempted to do this, especially the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the first possible opportunity. What did he do? He established such a government after migrating to Medina. So it can be concluded that all the attempts, all the struggles carried out for war and peace, even educational, cultural, military, and economic programs, they're all planned in such a government for the sake of worshipping Allah. And this is kind of worshipping which is free from any kind of polytheism. It is also necessary to mention that the meaning of righteous governments, obedience from the true religion and sincere worship, is not a society that has no wrongdoer and sinner in it, but it means that the government is in the hand of righteous believers and no public polytheism is seen in the society. Otherwise, when man is free to choose his way and has got the freedom of will, it is possible to have some deviated individuals in the man's best divine societies as well. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Goodbye.